Welcome to our latest Shropshire Star Sunday supplement, a look back at some of the highlights from last week and a sneak preview of what's in store over the coming few days. It's been a week of memorable images, sadly though not always for the right reasons. Seeing your business go up in flames is about as traumatic as it gets, but the thought that your livelihood has been destroyed by a fire which was started deliberately makes things even worse. Arson attacks seem to have become a worryingly frequent feature on the Shropshire Star's news pages since the turn of this year, and last week was the worst so far. First, Ravenshill Farm Services in Shrewsbury was set alight, wiping out farm equipment worth over £300,000. Then, the Salvation Army charity store in Dorley went up in flames. We can only echo the view of local campaigners who are praying it's not the start of an epidemic. A more welcome sight last week came in the Cardingmill Valley, where we brought you amazing pictures of an airlift operation to fly in tons of gravel for the well-worn public footpaths. 45 tons of grit were flown into the area by helicopter, an amazing story generating amazing pictures. Ever wondered why there are so many gas-guzzling 4x4 vehicles roaming around our town centres? Well, we may just have stumbled upon the answer. The latest range of children's pushchairs are becoming too sophisticated, not to mention too large, and they won't fit into many of the typical family saloon car's boots. As we discovered in a special investigation last week, a relatively cheap purchase can turn into a financial nightmare. Several Shropshire families revealed how their oversized buggies have forced them to buy new cars to fit them in. So it got us thinking, is it time to start taxing the owners of these giant pushchairs? Second thoughts, best not give the Chancellor any nasty ideas. How about the plans to turn Wellington into a conservation area? Planners have apparently had enough of the ugly new shop fronts with metal shutters, the vandalism and the fly posting, and they want to rediscover some of the town's historic character. They're on the right lines. The town can't compete with the big discount shopping malls, but what it can do is create a pleasant environment in which to shop. Another pat on the back this week must go to Marysville Medical Practice in Shrewsbury. GPs have had a tough time of it recently, being accused of being inflexible with their working hours. Well, the Bellevue practice has applied to open as late as 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Let's just hope council planners look kindly on the application and realise the help it will provide. Now, just when it seems that days are numbered for Shropshire's old-fashioned town centre shops, there's good news on the horizon. On Tuesday, we looked back at a century of fascinating history at McClure's Ladies' Wear, which has sadly closed down. And we predicted that more old-fashioned shops would surely be going the same way. No sooner had we spoken than good news emerged from Wellington, where shoppers were invited to take a step back in time with the opening of a new traditional-style sweet shop. The Sweet Jar in New Street stocks traditional sweets such as humbugs, rhubarb and custards, pineapple rocks and American jelly beans, and brings back lots of great childhood memories. It's the sort of thing you'd raise a glass to, if you could find a local pub that was still trading profitably, of course. The evidence is becoming overwhelming and quite depressing. Shropshire's pubs are in crisis, make no mistake. On average, three pubs are now disappearing from the county's landscape every 2 months. And at this rate, it won't be long before the traditional village boozer really is a thing of the past. Why? Well, the list is as long as a yard of ale. The smoking ban, fast-rising taxes on beer and spirits, supermarkets selling alcohol for crazy knockdown prices. What is the answer? Perhaps there isn't one. It seems there may be. The owners of The Wheel at Werfield and Plume of Feathers at Much Wenlock reckon a modern country style and good home-grilled food is the secret. And what's more, they're putting their money where their mouth is with a £1 million investment. We wish them luck. It's always nice to take a sneak peek inside people's homes, and last week we gave our readers an exclusive treat. The 10-bedroom mansion near Bridge North, which once belonged to convicted Shropshire conman Keith Partridge, is on the market for £2 million. The current owners bought it off the receivers when Mr Partridge, who once owned the Midland Motor Museum, was jailed for theft and fraud. It's an intriguing look and a fabulous snooker table. For more property news, don't miss our Wednesday supplement. Other things to keep a lookout for next week include the winner of our Battle of the Bands competition, which will be crowned in Shrewsbury's Butter Market, a spotlight on the latest news from independent retailers, and of course all the latest from Shrewsbury Town and AFC Telford United. Finally this week, we're approaching blockbuster season at our local cinemas, and it's my job to keep readers up to date on what's hot and what's not at the movies. Don't miss Thursday's cinema page when I'll be taking a look at a film called Awake, a psychological thriller starring Hayden Christensen, who you'll maybe know better as Darth Vader. He plays a wealthy businessman who undergoes open heart surgery and discovers the anaesthetic has failed. He's paralysed and he's unable to cry for help. It's a nightmare scenario which sounds like an intriguing movie story. So really, there's something for everyone in next week's Shropshire Star.